guys, welcome back to the No Holds Barred Network with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies. And today I'm joined by one of my faves, Nolan Edward. How are you?
I'm good, all things considered.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited to have you here. I know you just came back from a road trip, pretty much. So thank you again for coming on and hanging out and doing this interview. So hope you're good. Awesome. Awesome. So guys, if you're new here to the No Holds Barred Network, here we do interviews in the independent world, everything pro wrestling between wrestlers, promoters, referees, anything behind the scene, everything independent wrestling. We're going to answer all your questions. So today we're going to learn a little bit about Nolan. So I feel like a lot of people always call you Nolan Edwards, and I'm sure that drives you crazy. Right?
Yeah.
I see it like all the time, and I feel like everybody's always correcting you. So we're going to.
It didn't start that way. I guess because I didn't feel like I had a voice to tell them no, but it was always Nolan Edward. Mm-hmm. It's always been that way. But I think for the first year, all my graphics had the S on it, and I just never said anything because I didn't think I was in a position to say anything.
Oh, wow.
And then finally, when I got out of that area that they were saying it in, people started listening to the fact that I said there was no S. Mm-hmm. And I'd say we went pretty well for almost 2 years. And then recently it's just been something that I don't even point out anymore. It's like every single fan points it out.
Damn it, guys.
I think they get more upset than I do now.
Get it together. Get it together. Get it together. All right. So let's start off this podcast. If a lot of people might not know you, some people might not know you, but I like to ask a little bit of how you got into professional wrestling and how did you become a professional wrestler?
I had to answer this the other day too. And it kind of took me, it was worded a little differently. It said, what was your first memory of wrestling? Mm-hmm. And I said that kind of publicly for the first time, and that so there was like this Undertaker VHS. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this because I'm just picturing like the VHS box in front of me. Though it's not
many moons ago,
it might actually be somewhere around here, but there was an Undertaker VHS that like covered his start of the ministry. Mm-hmm. And then it also covered the Mankind Hell in a Cell match. I think it's only an hour long. That was my first, like, when I first got exposed to wrestling, just watching through VHSs and finding a wrestling one and kind of figuring out what that was. That's the earliest memory I have. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I could have seen wrestling before then, but that's the earliest memory I have. And then what got me into wrestling after that was, I always tell people Edge. Mm-hmm. Edge is what, like, entertained me while watching wrestling and what got me watching it every week. And then I got to meet him before I started training, and I started training pretty quickly after that. And this is almost three years ago now. Mm-hmm. It'll be 3 years that I've been wrestling on June 9th.
Wow. Time flies, right? When you're having fun.
Yeah. I started in Flint. Mm-hmm. So that covers all the bases.
Okay. That's going to be cool. Like meeting, people you idolize. And go ahead.
It's weird because where I was sitting, mm-hmm, at one of the many houses I grew up in, where I was sitting when he had his retirement speech, I was also sitting in the same spot years later when he returned. I don't know why. I was at that house during the Royal Rumble. I don't know how I was sitting on the same spot on the same couch, because it happened in 2012 when he retired. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I'm never going to get to see him wrestle again. And then I met him in 2013, I think. And then years later, I'm sitting in the same exact spot.
Isn't it crazy? Like, it's so
it kind of tripped me out.
It's so funny, the memories that like you have, and then like you go back and now like where we are now, and you're like, oh my goodness, like, so that's gonna remember. Hey, maybe one day you'll step in the ring with him. You never know, right?
Worst of things have happened.
Hey, you never know, right? Like, we're just gonna put that out into the universe, and like, you know, all the good luck maybe come back. You never know, like, You don't know what happened.
It's all about putting things into the universe. So,
hey, listen, you could show up on like dark, you know, and like, you know, you never know. Like,
this is true.
You never know. So, I like to ask in wrestlers' opinions, like, what, if for someone who'd never seen you in the ring before, what match of yours that you would recommend them to watch?
Oh my God.
I like hitting the hard questions here a little bit.
It's kind of, it kind of sits with me the same way of how, like, I don't know what my favorite match was. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if I knew what my favorite match was, I would probably say that one. But I don't know what it is.
No.
I'd watch, I had this match, with my friend Clucky during the first taping of the No Ring show for Paradigm, No Hook, mm-hmm. like I want to call it like a pilot, 'cause they've done one season that's aired and season two has been taped as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Season one ended with me losing A Loser Leaves Town. So all I know is just rumors that I've heard, but, I'd probably make them watch my match with Clucky, because it's 20 minutes of, well, 20 minutes, give or take, like, honestly, just me beating the shit out of him.
Paradigm's like coming on up. So if you guys haven't watched that promotion, definitely go check it out. It's on the IWTV app. It's really up and coming. There's a lot of people that I've interviewed on the network, guys, that are on that show that you definitely should check it out. So far, since I know it's only been 3 years, but what's been like your most memorable moment in the ring?
I kind of group it together. So like, mm-hmm. Really important moments to me is like, and like, something I didn't see coming, mm-hmm. or unexpected, getting JD Drake's towel. I didn't know he would offer something that cool, that important. On the other side of it, Anthony Henry after our match. I was Anthony Henry's last match on the Independence before he went to the Performance Center in Florida. Just basically saying that I'm one of the workhorsemen. Moments like that, I'd say.
Yeah, that's
kind of like unpredictable, like couldn't expect it kind of stuff.
Right, right.
I wrestled Dan Moff, and I think he stopped mid-match to cut a promo on me, talking about how he respects me.
That's so awesome.
And then continued to beat the shit out of me. and then did it again after the match. Danny DeMonto coming out after my first Pit Fighter match and lifting me up off the ground and inviting me back the next day for No Holds Barred.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Danny DeMonto's the best. He's great. I've had him on the podcast too. He's fun to chat with. So
yeah,
I stood up.
The most unexpected yet terrifying, yet okay, here we go. One is maybe Alex Colon. Mm-hmm. It's definitely Alex Colon, but like, I don't know if it's him saying what he said after the match or before the match, saying that this is the audition.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know which one, if it's before the match or after the match, that stuck with me more. But either way, those moments like that.
Well, actually, that was going to be my next question, because I really wanted to talk about that, because this was a couple of weeks ago at GCW Take Care. I mean, like, that's definitely like one of my favorite moments with you. But like, can we elaborate like a little bit more about like this entire match, that, you know, like Alex Colon, like, in my opinion, is like one of the best like deathmatch wrestlers around. Because there's so many great deathmatch wrestlers out there, but he's definitely one of my favorites. So like, how did that like make you feel, and everything about it?
I didn't know I was wrestling Alex until it got posted on Twitter.
Hello, you surprise.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it until then. And I kind of kept, I had a good idea of what was going to be happening. But I just kept, I didn't want to tell myself, oh, it might be this and then that not be it, and throw myself off. Because I'm very much the type of person where I try not to expect too much going into anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that we were going to have so many panes of glass until I showed up.
Wow. You can't play with him. Definitely not at all.
I didn't it was it I'd say it'd be dumb for me to think it wasn't a death match, so I definitely thought it was a death match. I just didn't know what we would have, and then I showed up and Jimmy Lloyd walked up to me and said, "How do you feel?" And I said, "Good." He said, "Do you know what's going on?" I said, "No, I just got here." He said, "Oh, you guys have 7 panes of glass." I said, "Oh, that's a lot."
You're a trooper for taking all that. Like,
So it kind of threw, I was thrown off right from the start. And then, like I mentioned before, kind of cutting off my entrance and saying that this is the audition, and then just I think we wrestled for at least over 20 minutes. Schlatt coming out at the end
yeah.
wasn't terrifying at all, surprisingly. I was smiling. There's a photo of me smiling while Schlack is pointing his cane at me.
The photographers are the best. They
Yeah,
captured like
he's
the
like,
best weird moments, right?
he's, 'cause his knee was hurting. I don't know how it's feeling now. But he was walking with a cane. He almost slips getting in the ring 'cause there was so much glass on the floor. And then he starts pointing a cane at me, and while he has the cane pointed at me, I don't know if it's Earl or Chris that has a photo of it, but you can clearly see me smiling as he's like threatening me.
Nothing like that, right? Like, yeah, okay, like whatever, pretty much. That's great. That's
Like,
great.
yeah, throw me in the meat grinder, sure.
Man, like how is that like after, having a death match like that? Like, I know I've asked a whole bunch of death match wrestlers, like how is that? Like, I know like everybody says the shower after is the worst, but and I'm sure like the adrenaline's like crazy when you're doing this match. So, like
Adrenaline is like the biggest factor for me. I don't even think I realize I'm cut until I see blood, or it, I don't know. I don't feel it, that's for sure. This is like in the ring as it's happening. Or I guess I do feel it. I just don't know the magnitude of each cut.
Right.
Like this past weekend at H2O. For subterranean violence, felt completely fine during the whole match, and then nearing the end, I look and I just thought, "Oh wow, I am covered." And then as soon as I got in the back and started getting cleaned off, I said, "That's a big one.
Oh boy.
That's a big one. Oh wow." I don't it adrenaline if adrenaline wore off quicker than it did, I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We'll get like a big bottle of some like Neosporin for you. That's what we'll do. Wait, let me grab some things in the chat. Danny D'Amato's in here. He said, "Send my love."
Send my love.
Good cop, bad cop says this is such a British thing that once someone gets your name wrong, you have to just go with it.
No. No.
Mark Leslie says the Anthony Hendry match is incredible. Probably my match of the year so far.
Who said that?
Mark Leslie in the chat.
Wow, thank you.
Let's see, and then where was the other one? David Russell says Nolan likes video videoing and making documentaries. Ask him about that. Okay, so spill the beans.
I don't like making documentaries. I'm talking like from my film experience. I've had one trial at making and editing like a 30-minute documentary, and it backfired. Shooting it, perfectly fine.
Right.
Trying to piece it together personally, I couldn't do it. There's people out there that can do it that are great, and that is for them. When I was working on stuff, I love filming,
Right.
but I love screenwriting way more than anything in the film industry.
It's a lot of work, even content creating. Filming's fun. And then when you start throwing everything together and try to editing everything out and all that fun stuff,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a little stressful. So kudos to all
A
you
lot of
guys that do it.
the videos I even put together, the reason why they're so random is because I don't think about what I want to do while I'm filming it, and then I just come up with some random theme, and that's the theme for the next however long the video is. Fun. Might make sense, might not, but
definitely that's fun. So let's talk a little bit about Tampa. So I mean, you brought up Schlack. So like, how do you prepare for that? Let's start with that. He's like,
how do you prepare for Tampa or Schlack?
Well, I was gonna say Schlack, but like, you know what? Let's go a little deeper into it. How do you prepare for how many matches are you in?
Hold on.
I know, like, that was gonna be my next thing. You have matches. You have Jay Christ. You have JD Drake, right? A Pit Fight. You got Dan Math. You have Daniel Garcia, Jimmy Lloyd, Eric Ryan, right? Who am I missing?
So I wrote it down.
You go do it. There you go. Because like there was yeah.
Obviously, I have the Battle of the Tough Guy tournament. Mm-hmm. So shows in general. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. 10. Lucky but 10.
But mm-hmm. One of them is what's airing from H2O that was filmed on this past Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
9 confirmed matches, mm-hmm. and shows happening in Florida. The one that makes 10 is Subterranean Violence that airs on the 9th.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one that we know, well, I know, that isn't announced yet. So
2 that haven't been announced.
Okay, two. So I know one of them. So I don't know the other one. So I know one of them that's not announced yet. So how do you prepare for 3 days worth of wrestling with different types of wrestlers? Like, what is your game plan? Or you have no game plan, pretty much.
I'm wrestling Schlack. What's confirmed is Schlack, Dan Moff, Austin Luke, that airs, The Hollowed, which is Lord Crew and Otis Kogar, Jake Chris, Eric Ryan, and Daniel Garcia.
Okay.
That's what's confirmed. And I don't think any of them are similar.
Yeah, so like, how do you prepare for...
I don't think there's like... Oh, I hate the saying, like, oh, I ain't got to get ready if you stay ready. But I don't know. As long as I just stick to being myself, then I think I'm going to be fine. I'm a very don't worry about it until you mm-hmm. get there kind of person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, first show of the weekend is No Peace. I'm not worried about anything until No Peace is done. Mm-hmm. The second show is the GCW Degeneration F. I'm not, like, then I'll start worrying about the match with Daniel Garcia. And then until we're done with that match, then I'll worry about Jake Chris for then and now at ICW. Okay. Then I'll worry about No Peace again that night. It's kind of like, I don't know if I have a set game plan, right, other than just showing up and being as ready as possible.
Yeah, no, definitely. I like that. Like, no game plan. And it's probably better with you going in that mindset that you don't have to, like, stress out and worry about every single match until, like, you show up to that match. But that's a lot. Has this been, like, the most that you've wrestled within consecutive days?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a big deal. So
I think I've done four show weekends or three. Mm-hmm. 4 was pretty heavy, but 3, where it's just three or four matches. 9 and potentially more. Mm-hmm. This is brand new.
Right. That's exciting though, right? Like, you're excited. This is a huge platform for you. Like,
it'll be my first WrestleMania weekend experience.
Yeah.
Because the collective that I was on before, obviously typically during WrestleMania weekend, but when it was in Indianapolis in October. Mm-hmm. So this is the first official Mania weekend experience between all these shows.
It's gonna be crazy, like, watching WrestleMania and, you know, through like years and seeing, you know, the big weekends or even people going, and this is like huge thing, and now like the indies, like indie weekend, like me, like, right. I love the whole experience of the indies, and I wish when it was here in New York a couple of years ago, I wish I had more, like, what everything that I like now, I wish like I had that experience a couple years ago when it was here in New York. So I'm hoping when we get all better with, you know, COVID, that I hope my butt can like start traveling more to some of this, because the collective and the IWTV showcase and all this fun stuff, like it's gotta be a lot. But even like the fans, so I'm sure like you're looking forward to like having like a whole bunch of fans coming up to you and meet and greets.
Terrified.
And terrified. Well, terrified with the sense of like COVID, right? But
yeah, obviously that I've always done good at playing my part and everything when it came to like COVID restrictions, but I'm more terrified because I told myself I was going to get physical merch and I am yet to get more physical merch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what terrifies me.
Is it weird like people come up to you and like recognize you and like, oh my God, or
I got recognized outside of wrestling events.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever been recognized, I've had people tell me they've worn my merch and people recognized who it was based off my merch.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And told them about it. But the only time I've been recognized, outside of a wrestling event was at a Planet Fitness mm-hmm. in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
I walked in wearing an ICW hoodie and my mask on, and then he said, oh, I watch all of those shows. And I said, oh, yeah, they're really cool. He said, are you just a fan? And I said, no. And he already scanned my card, and he kind of, like, looked when I said no, and he was like, oh, you're that No Flinch guy, huh? That's word for word what he said. I texted Struggles in the locker room minutes after that, and I said, Nolan Edward. Confirmed draw Struggles.
That's awesome. Shout out to Struggles. They're so awesome. Awesome, awesome. Love them on commentary.
It's the only time I've ever been recognized.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
And it was like, oh, I guess you're this guy.
Oh man. So let's talk about a little like road trip, like, you know, one of your best road trip stories, and you know, what's the pickup on your road trip, like snack wise? I see your face like brewing like a story right now.
Road donuts.
Road donuts. Ooh, is there like a particular kind?
So, Mouse, mm-hmm. photographer,
great.
Smartened me up to this mm-hmm. a while ago, where he doesn't hit the road without getting a pack of the new little road, like a pack of new, the bag of donuts, the mini donuts.
Okay.
And he just calls them road donuts. To a sense that whenever I'm not on the road with Mouse, which is more so than when I am, mm-hmm. I always get road donuts.
I gotta clip this and tag him now.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll laugh.
Yeah.
Because he knows that he's gonna start something that everybody does soon.
That's the trend.
And that's what that man's obsessed with.
What kind though? Is it like the powder, the chocolate? Does it matter?
Yeah, either.
Oh, it just doesn't matter. It's just whatever he can get his hands on. Okay.
Just road donuts.
So like you have like a good like road trip story for us. I love asking those. There's usually always like a funny one like in the mind.
There's so many. I don't think people realize how many hours a typical wrestler puts on the road, mm-hmm. but then how many hours I put on the road.
Okay.
Cause without being like that guy, I am going to like say I terrify myself with the amount of hours that I've driven. But obviously I'd do it again. I mean, this interview alone, I woke up super early and drove 9 hours, and I got back here in Michigan like 10 minutes before you Skyped.
Oh, by the way, Riley Madison's in the chat. She goes, yeah, he ate my whole box yesterday and saved me one.
I ate all of her donuts.
Now you owe her donuts. Like, how are you going to do that to her?
It was 2 days ago, and I ate all the donuts, and they were, I don't want to say they were cinnamon, but it was maybe powdered, but not.
Riley, tell me, because I'm going to yell at him right now for you. That's my girl over there. Like,
no yelling. It was after my H2O match. Mm-hmm. And I lost a lot of blood.
She said, rude, they were cinnamon.
My head hurt. They were cinnamon.
There.
That's what it was. Yeah, good road story. Anytime I've pissed off Riley Madison. Which is a lot.
She goes, those are her favorite ones.
Good.
Oh, wow. That's not nice. You owe her donuts, okay?
Anytime I've ever ridden with my friends Dylan Derringer, who wrestles at Paradigm, Daddy's Money, who wrestles at Paradigm, Mitch Hewitt, Earl Gray, like most of these guys are from Flint and Detroit. They're all from Michigan, but they've been hitting the road with me lately. That's probably my favorite carload, because somebody always forgets their wallet. And somebody always ends up paying for all their stuff that weekend. And I remember when that used to be me with my tag partner, Hardway Heater. Every time we would get out to get food, I'd yell, "Oh crap, forgot my wallet." He'll admit I always pay back right away, PayPal him or Venmo him, whatever. But it is always an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should be the first thing that like you think to like grab is the wallet, right? Like
sometimes I get back in the car and it's on the floorboard.
Oh wow. See, so it's like being a sneak. Like, yeah, I don't have my wallet. Pay for my stuff. And then it's like on the floor or something.
Yeah, but even then, I pay for it while we're in wherever.
Yeah, no.
I think the last road trip I did, it was me and with them. It was me, Akira, mm-hmm. Coda,
mm-hmm.
Ison, and Heater.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk into a Chipotle. We were going to Georgia from Nashville for action. And this was the Anthony Henry show. This was the Anthony Henry match.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at a Chipotle because that's mine and Brett's favorite. Sorry if you like Qdoba. Or Moe's, whatever the debate is for mm-hmm. you. And I think I was 1 foot in the door and I told Heater that I forgot my wallet. And he yelled
mm-hmm.
and told everybody that was with us, like, smarten them up to that I always forget this. And I paid him right then and there for my food so he couldn't yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get back in the car and my wallet was on the floor.
Well, so. At least it's not lost, right? Like, at least it's not, like, a lost wallet because that would suck. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, donuts, wallets, all that fun stuff. So.
Donuts, wallets.
It's gonna be
long
like,
road trips.
There you go. It's gonna be an episode. There's your next documentary. There you go. Let's do some fan tweets. MGB Mason says, "As you don't follow anyone on Twitter, if you had to follow one person, who would it be?" We get some great questions on here from the fans.
Demi Lovato.
Oh.
Here's why.
Okay.
Also doesn't follow anybody. So, if it gets to a point where we are the only ones that follow each other.
Boom.
So.
There you go. Our next fan tweets from Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. He said, "With Nolan Edward being an anagram of a wonderland, what are the best bits of wrestling you would have in a wrestling wonderland?"
The perfect combination of headlocks and glass.
Oh. Okay.
Like a little wrestling and then everything else.
Oh, okay. Mark and Leslie said in chat, "Need to bring back the chain wallets." I remember those, man.
The pocket chains?
Yeah. I think that's before his time, Mark.
Seriously. No, it's not.
No? No, because I remember, like, I was really young. I'm so much older than you, but I remember being really young.
I don't remember if I've had one before, and I was trying, I don't know. I think I've gone through the trial and error,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think I liked them.
Yeah, they were big when I was young. Oh man. Okay, we're gonna move on. Like a man, I feel it old now. Okay, fan tweet. MGB Graham says, "With Nolan and Edward both being first names, beside yourself, which is the best wrestler that also best wrestler that also does that? My number one edition of Deathmatch Mag arrived today, and Nolan is on the front. How big of an honor is that for you?" So
the two first name thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just yelled at Two Fly Ty at New South for this because he cut a promo on me when we wrestled at one of the most recent Action Clashes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Nolan Edward, you two first name having whatever." And I said, "You're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan's my first name. Edward is my middle name."
Oh, see?
So there's a little inside. I guess I could have mentioned that earlier with the whole why there's no S on the end of it. It's because it's my middle name.
There you go.
And then Deathmatch Magazine was, yeah, that was the second question, right?
Yeah.
So that started off, a brief story is it started off as me getting asked if I can answer three questions, and then I did right away, and then the next day I woke up to them saying, "Can we email you more?" And I said, "Yeah." And it turned into what I didn't know was going to be a full-blown magazine printed and shipped and sold out twice. I thought I was just answering like three questions for just a random questionnaire.
Wow.
So that was huge.
That is huge.
I have it. I have my copy. Oh, it's right there. Okay. It's right next to my Orange Crush book.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. It's going to be like an honor. Like how like that made you feel to see
it
that.
It was crazy because obviously at the time it was very known that I didn't have too many death matches.
Mm-hmm.
I always did hardcore matches and everything, but then when you jump the fine line,
mm-hmm,
that I consider, I think by the time I was on the cover of that magazine, I had only had seven.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I thought I was going to piss a lot of people off, and I thought I was going to get a lot of heat from people by being on the cover of a deathmatch magazine. So I kind of let it get released and wanted to wait to see the feedback.
Right.
And there was nothing negative.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously since then I've dove deeper into like, obviously the world of it. So terrified at first,
mm-hmm,
then realized how much of an honor it is.
No, it's great. Since it's even like the second one, it's wow. So cool. So cool. Shout out to you guys, the magazine over there. Wow. Great. So what is your weapon of choice?
Barbed wire. I love barbed wire.
Oh man. It's crazy. You know, what's funny. I think, Casey Catala was saying that too last night, that she likes barbed wire a lot.
Really?
Yeah. All right, let's have it. You two, let's get in a match. Like,
Yeah.
I ducked
the swing when she was holding my arms back when I wrestled her husband, her the best deathmatch wrestler in the world, her husband.
I always have to throw softball, her a little bit.
All the softball and taking her to the Magic Kingdom or whatever it is, jokes apply here.
Love them.
Yeah, I don't know if she needs to have a match with Brandon or a match with me because of that.
Well,
because he swung it, but I ducked.
Right. I think a lot of people would love to see her and Brandon get into a match. I've been hearing that like a lot, even when like that she was, when they like fooled everybody at H2O a couple of weeks ago. Like I see like a lot of feedback.
I see a lot of feedback.
They're like, now we need this match. So, but I mean, I'm all for it for you guys to get into a match. Like, I'm all about the intergender matches around here. They're great.
Oh yeah.
So what's your bucket list? What type of match that you haven't done that you would like to do in the future?
A Texas death match.
Texas death match. Okay.
I was going to be in one in Texas, and weather. This was when Texas and basically a huge part of the Midwest, because that's where I would have been traveling from, mm-hmm, at the time. just completely derailed every anything travel related, flights, driving. You and I think, like, I want to say it was in San Antonio. I think San Antonio got shut down.
Oh, wow.
So when I was supposed to have that match, they rescheduled for the next week. It worked out that I didn't have anything that day, and I said, "Yeah, I'm still coming." And nothing got canceled again.
Oh.
So that's at the top of the list, and the closest second I can think of, is a Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, okay. No, it's all good.
Boiler Room Brawl is probably on there somewhere as well. But that's
Okay. Lewis is in the chat. He said, "Nolan, much love, brother. Awesome seeing you Saturday." Ramos, Lewis Ramos.
Okay, awesome. It was like I didn't hear the last name at first,
Oh
so
no,
I
I
couldn't.
didn't say the last name. Now I said the last name. So there you
Okay,
go.
awesome.
I did that on purpose,
I
though.
met so I met so many people on Saturday. I was happy to meet
Oh,
everybody.
yeah, a lot of good people over there. Great show. Who's been your favorite to work with in ring?
Dylan Derringer. We both started in Flint together. Well, we both had our first matches around the same time, but he was in training a little bit before I was.
Okay.
I think I was a class after him.
Who in Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was gonna cut you off.
We've wrestled on and like I think random times we've wrestled, and it's the improvements between each match have just been insane between both of us. So that's why I think he's my favorite.
Awesome. Who in the indies have you not wrestled yet that you'd like to get in the ring with?
Carry awful. But I have that match April 17th.
Okay, so that's coming up. So let's think of somebody else that's not scheduled that down the line that you would love to get in the ring with.
Currently.
Currently, yes.
Oh man. These are so wow.
I'm sorry. I guess I always ask the hard-hitting questions.
This is a personal thing too.
Okay.
How much I am a very much I'll worry about it when I get there kind of person when it comes to shows is kind of applies to my wrestling too.
Okay.
I very much go with the flow. I've never really been one to say this is who I want to wrestle or like put out a list. I put out a list once and then I realized like this isn't really me. This isn't the direction I want to go
Okay.
with. But what I did always answer for the longest time was Carry Awful. So that's why that was the first one that came out. But since it has the match, I guess if I had to think of a close second,
I know there's a
I
lot of
can't,
people
I
too.
don't
Okay.
know.
All
Like,
right, we're not gonna put we're not gonna
I'm
we're,
so
okay.
focused
All
on the
right, no,
one.
you're cool. No, that's great. I mean, like, you
I'm
know,
so focused on the one.
but no, it's great that, you know, like now we see how like you are and like that's fantastic pretty much. Like you're just like, okay, I'm just going with the flow and so great. We'll move on for that. That's not
Once
enough.
the one happens,
Yeah.
then I'll start thinking about
That
the
you know
next
what?
person I
That's
want to wrestle.
perfectly fine. So, what do you do when you're not in the squared circle?
Nothing.
Nothing. You're not sleep, video games, like there's no like hobbies that you have outside of wrestling like that
The
you
only
do.
time I write every day, I was a screenwriting major in college and did some work on reality shows and did some producing for Impact, which I feel like a lot of people know about when it comes to me already because of how many times I've answered those kind of questions. So every day I write, unless I'm not settled down in a certain, like if I'm on the road, I'm not writing. But for the most part, every day I write some kind of short story or some kind of character that I just make up or something to occupy myself with something that's not wrestling. The only time I really play games is if I'm on the road for a long time and I've got people in the car, or if I'm on a plane, and I'm always playing Zelda. That's the only game I care about is Zelda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark asks in the chat, is there any impact stories you can share?
None that I care about.
Okay.
Oh no, I'll share one. I got to work with this guy named Char with this man named Charlie, who also films for MLW, and he filmed for ECW. He was the original camera operator for ECW, and I learned a lot from him. That's probably
Well,
my
that's good.
biggest takeaway is meeting him and getting to work with him and learning from him.
That's great. What since we're on that, what's been like the biggest piece of advice that was given to you that kind of stuck?
When I left, I was told I left to pursue wrestling, among other things happening there that I just didn't want to be there for. But I left to pursue being a professional wrestler, not a cameraman, not a producer, not an editor. And I was told if you're still wrestling at the same places, and this isn't by Impact Management or anything. This is by somebody that I respect greatly. I was told when I left, if you're still wrestling in the same place as you are now, 3 years from now, then you know you made the wrong decision. And that's what stuck with me the most.
Wow,
And
interesting.
I'm not at all.
Yeah, no, you're all over the place. No, it's
I
great.
left January 5th, 2020.
Wow. There you have it.
And it's been a good year.
It has been a good year, even with the pandemic going on. So that's been crazy. So, but now at least we're getting a lot back, which is great. Now we're getting wrestling back. So, I mean, has that been weird too, that like even wrestling in front of no fans with some shows up against, working with like a big crowd of fans?
I hate tapings at this point.
Yeah.
Not in a sense of the no fans, more in a sense of the fact that it's how many matches we do in front of no fans. Because some of these tapings I've done, if you're not wrestling, you're the crowd. I like that. It's the having four matches in the span of 4 hours.
All right.
Where or having a match at 2:30 in the morning and you're the last match and you showed up at noon. It's a sense of that that made me just go like, oh wow, I can't wait for these studio taping kind of settings to be tough.
I can imagine. Oh man. But like I said, we're getting back to, hopefully we're getting back. We're getting somewhat of normal. So definitely with that. So one of my infamous questions that I ask everybody that comes on here, what's the craziest thing a fan's done to get your attention? You look like you don't have any. I've had wrestlers come on here and they hadn't really had any. I had things of pizza being thrown at them or given babies during their entrance or had some interesting ones.
I've never been given a baby, but I went to like, I saw a baby in the crowd once and it startled me.
It startled you?
It's on camera too. It's
Oh.
Paradigm's third anniversary show when I wrestled Dominic Greene in a UWFI match. But no, I don't know if I can think of the weirdest thing a fan's done to get my attention, but the weirdest thing that's happened to me autograph wise is after my first match ever. I don't smoke. After my first match ever, the first thing I signed as a professional wrestler was a pack of Marlboro Lights still in the plastic.
Okay. Hey,
Yeah.
there's some weird things that people like ask to get signed out
It's
there.
all they had on them at the time. It was a friend's friend that came with them. And they said, I'm gonna get your first signature. And I said, well, get it now because somebody might beat you to it. And they ran to the car and grabbed a pack of cigarettes that they hadn't opened and had me sign them. And I I don't get it.
That's interesting, though.
I'll never forget that, though.
See, memories, best memories around. Well, I'm winding down to my last two questions. So if you guys have any more questions in the chat, drop them. So where, what do you want your legacy to be?
So this is one that I can answer right away with no thought. All the nicknames that I've been given, because I didn't come up with No Flinch and I didn't come up with Gypsy Scum and I didn't come up with all of this stuff. The only one I came up with was International Folklore, and it was while training under Carrie Awful, since I still am the beginning of training under Carrie Awful. I was told, describe yourself as quickly as you can, and I would give him paragraphs, and he said, no. I couldn't think of three words to describe myself in, like he was trying to get you to say it in one sentence. And months go by and I made a Facebook post and I just said, Nolan Edward is International Folklore. And he messaged me minutes after I posted it saying, that's it. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, that's your three words. Or like, that's how you would describe yourself very quickly. So to me, that means anything that you think could be done, Nolan can do it.
Okay. Love it.
That's how I've tried to carry myself. And I guess I shouldn't say that's how I try to carry myself. That is just how I carry myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have a cool bust through the curtain and like run to the top rope and do a backflip and do a hand pose at the same time kind of entrance. I'm very much myself. And I think trying to prove that I can do anything and everything when it comes to wrestling is also very much myself. So mm-hmm. I think that's the best answer.
Yeah. I definitely think you should stay true to yourself and not lose yourself. Yeah. And I think, it shows how you are. And I think that's so important. So Mark said he's no flinch until he sees a baby in the crowd. Ha ha.
Yeah. I went to turn the entrance way and I saw the baby and I said, whoa.
Weren't surprised.
And then she kind of raised the baby towards me and I said, no.
See, trying to get you to hold the baby. See, just like Joey Silver, like he tells that story on here that he was given the baby to like hold up. That's too funny. He said, hope to see Nolan over here in the UK once the world opens up. See, you already got a fan over there in the UK that's like ready. Make sure you bring like a pack of cigarettes over to him so he can autograph it.
It almost happened.
That's going to be the running joke, so pretty much. So so my last question for you is, to all inspiring and amateur wrestlers out there, what's a piece of advice that you would give them?
Never forget what it was like the first time you step in a ring, if you haven't already. If you have already, never forget. When you eventually do, never forget it. I remember the exact address of the building I trained at in Flint. I was 16 years old the first time I stepped in a wrestling ring. I grabbed the middle with my right hand over my left. My left leg went in the middle rope first. My right leg followed, blah, 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 everything like that, and walking around and taking steps. I always tell people to just never forget that moment. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's their own person. They're going to deal with their own stuff on their own as individuals. They know what works for them and what doesn't. If you go through a hard time in wrestling, which you will, nothing I say as far as, oh, just make sure you stay in the gym or make sure this happens or blah, blah, blah. You're going to figure out how you're going to get yourself through your hardships in wrestling.
Right.
Everybody's going to find their own way for that to work for them. I can't tell you how that'll work for you. What would work for me won't work for everybody. But what I do always remind myself, and what other people can always remind themselves too, is what it was like and how you felt and how accomplished you felt the first time you stepped in a ring.
It's amazing. Amazing. Good cop, bad cop said, beware, they don't always call them cigarettes over there, though, in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Tell everybody where they can find you, merch, all that fun stuff. Like if they, care to buy some
So
merch or something.
I've got two different stores set up for merch. That is everything's new on both, and no duplicates on either site. Fullygimmicks.com has a lot of different shirt colors that are just black, which I really like. Because a wrestling merch that's not just a black t-shirt, because white t-shirts don't sell if it's a wrestling shirt. So Fully Gimmicked has a lot of cool shirts. Deathmatch Worldwide has three really cool shirts that are super unique and individual all themselves. It has the unwanted shirt that I sold a lot of, and the baby photo of me. And then on social media, every form of social media is at underscore Nolan Edward.
Well, the links are listed below in the description for you guys. The Bald Monkeys are in chat. There's lots of great merch. So definitely love
Yeah,
it.
it's I went from having no merch to a lot of merch within a week.
It's awesome. Very
Yeah.
great. That's so good. Guys, go support Nolan. Like, I wish you the best for Tampa. I'm so excited for you. I wish I was coming down there. But I'll be supporting from afar. I'll be here in New York watching. So definitely
It
supporting
counts.
for
It
you.
counts.
So definitely rooting for you. Kick some butt. Don't get killed, okay? Like,
No,
I
no.
think I'm gonna have to bring you a bottle of like Neosporin. Like, that's it. That's gonna be like our joke. I'm just gonna bring a bottle of
Yeah.
Neosporin. I keep telling everybody we'll start bringing med kits to indie shows because all my favorites keep getting hurt and like
I have my own med kit and it's packed with stuff.
I believe it. So Bald Monkey said more to come too. Oh, did you just drop
Yeah.
something? Oh, I just okay. All right. Well, make sure you
That's
tag
all
me.
the
You
second
always do.
right now.
I'll share all the fun stuff, guys. Go give Bald Monkeys some love as well too. They're great people over there.
That's all I'm saying for right now, 'cause I didn't know we were saying
Oh, well,
stuff.
you can say whatever. Water and Band-Aids, they said. Interesting. Okay. Pretty much so. But yeah, go kick some booty over in Tampa. I can't wait. Hopefully I can see you soon somewhere between, well, New York, 'cause there's no shows running right now in New York,
Yeah.
but hopefully I can see you somewhere in Jersey soon. So we can hopefully like meet. Maybe I'll see you at H2O again. So, but yeah, so guys, I guess that's gonna wrap it up for us at another episode of Under the Ropes. Guys, support independent wrestling. Go give some love. Go give Nolan some love. Go support all that fun stuff. So, you guys be safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you again, Nolan.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure chatting with you. So, guys, talk to you soon. You have a good night.